Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, and I'll continue with my story here about these U.S. sanctions. But first, we have Fred in Iowa. Good evening, Fred. I hope you're having a good night there. Over.
Yeah, I am, Keith, I think. And we'll see after I get done here. February the 5th will be 5 years that I've been calling in the RBN. I had three issues that I wanted to get out. They have not changed. Okay, as your previous caller was talking about, and yourself about different views, when the hosts get together, and I'm glad to hear that, because I always wanted to know if there was a discussion among the hosts that they... if they knew what the other hosts, or hosts, plural, were doing.
Well, Fred, there was a question about that where on one of the recent shows here about, you mean the host actually listened to other hosts? Well, of course we do.
Okay, I'm very elated to hear that. I want to ask you some questions. Now, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. And when I say this, I'm not trying to butter you up. But you're coming in second, my partner, you know, after Hinckley, you, and Lacavara is the host that I hold in the highest regard. Now, you know, there's times with even the people that I host that I admire, even like, and I could even use the word love. Mm-hmm. But, let me ask you some questions, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, as Clay's would say, go ahead, make my day.
Okay. Do you believe that we are in a battle for the minds of man, and it's a battle between good and evil? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would even go this far, Fred, to say that, you know, the Bible said in the conditions would advance from bad to worse, but, you know, I was going to note this here in the show here later on, but the fact is things aren't really changing. It's just people are becoming more aware, and that's why we wouldn't see the dark if we didn't have the light.
Okay, well said. Present truth. Keep that in your mind. I'm pretty much on my one subject, and that is religion, first and second beast, and the New Age agenda. But all the callers that call in, my God, I have over 1,000 downloads of websites. I cover a lot of ground. How to fix an automobile. Do it yourself. How to make good pancakes. The most sacred and important thing in the world is your worldview and Christ.
Right.
Okay, next question. Do you think God changes, ever changes?
No. Okay. He has a stated purpose, and that's why we are supposed to do things according to his will. His will has never changed. It's man that changes.
Has the commandments of God ever been changed by God?
No. Nope.
Right. We're in teetotal agreement. All right. I don't have time, even if I was a guest on your show, to get all this out. But the Paris Accord or Paris Agreement has started. It is to bring in the one world religion.
Yes.
And I don't have time to explain it all. That's why I refer people to the website, because it takes hours of work and prayer and study, and you get led down a lot of bad paths. But you have to have faith. Now, on RBN, there's two different worldviews. And I am not, in this case, trying to pick on atheists, because there are a lot of atheists that live a life that comes closer, I say closer, to godliness and righteousness than a lot of, and I use this as a derogatory term, as Bible thumbers, other words, so-called Christians. All right, so I can understand RBN and the different views of the different hosts, but we are getting inundated by so much information that amounts to the same damn thing, host after host, day after day, program after program. I believe strongly and personally, even at the cost of my life, that we are in a war between good and evil.
Now, and what does the scripture say, Fred, about let God be found true, though every man be called a liar?
Right. And our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against
no.
the powers of darkness. And I can't finish.
Yeah, Fred, remember when you quote that, though, remember that God allows these governments to exist. And that's for a reason, as I mentioned before, is because we would not see the light if it weren't for the darkness.
Well said, my brother. Well said. And that's where people question God and the Lord, is if there is a God in heaven that loves us, why does he allow, and they even think that he does it on purpose, all this terrible, horrid stuff that happens to his creation, his man, and man meaning man and woman. Well, it's just as you said. It's for them to learn something. And anything that happens for the good. And that's hard to believe. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
When you're hip deep in alligators, it's hard to be optimistic. In other words, another way to say it, you could lose your faith, you know, when everything is going bad. And that's a test to strengthen us for the end times, so we will be prepared. We have total trust and obedience in Lord God. And I strive with that every day of my life. I'm not trying to infer in any sense of the word that I'm a saint. I am not. I struggle every day of my life.
Right.
But I try dearly and pray for, guidance and strengthen me into righteousness, renew my mind into righteousness, and give me a heart of flesh. That the 11th commandment, the royal law, love your neighbor as yourself. Okay.
Yeah, Fred, I was just going to say, you're like the accounts of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is where, I don't believe people are tested. I believe we have to go through trials, tribulation as they call it, But this is so, again, that we can met things out to see where we stand. Because remember, the kingdom of God is within you. It's not in some organization. It's not some government. Not in some politician. They're not our savior. It's only through Christ Jesus that we are basically saved, you know. And most people don't realize that.
Right on. I agree with you. I do believe with all my heart that I belong to the remnant church. But let me say this. Being affiliated with a church does not save you. Being baptized does not save you.
Right.
Keeping the law of God, the commandments, does not save you. It's your individual personal relationship with Christ.
Right.
And then the fruits of your being, of your talk, of your beliefs will show that. It will indicate your works. Works are, doesn't get you into the hereafter. It's grace that gets you there through faith. And the stronger your faith is and you live it, people will see it in the fruits of your labor. But well, more time and I'll get off the air here.
In reference to that, though, Fred, it's like in 1 Peter where it says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give answer to everyone who asks of you to give the reason for the hope that you have. You know, so when we are under trial or something like that, it's no different than Job sitting out there with his boils and stuff, and yet he refused to curse his God. That's the important thing.
You said a whole mouthful again. In the case with me, pardon me, I'm 81. My short-term memory is diminishing some. And I'm not the smartest tack in the drawer. I hope and I pray that besides knowledge that I may possess, I may understand that knowledge into and unto, and I hope I have a modicum of wisdom, although I am not the most articulate caller they call in the army.
I think you're a great caller.
But did I ask you what day is the Sabbath?
Well, originally it was on Saturday.
No, think about that question. I'm going to ask you one more time. We agree that God does not change. He does not change his law. Okay, I'm going to ask you this again. What day is the Sabbath?
Well, then technically all days are the Sabbath because to be holy is holy.
Okay, let me say this to you, friend, with all sincerity. I mean this from my heart. And I care for you a great deal, and I have respect for you. But you're following what most people have been brainwashed to think. The Sabbath never and never will, even after we're in heaven, and then for 1,000 years and then back on the recreated earth, never will change the seventh day. Now, how they're bringing on the Sunday Sabbath is climate change and the common good for man, the common good. I'm going to read you something here. How Europeans are...
Try to hurry up. I've got other callers, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for the time, and you're great, my friend.
All right, no problem, Fred. Call back in next Sunday, okay?
Right on, bye.
All right, sounds good. My best to you there, okay? Fred in Michigan there. Good evening, Fred.
Yeah, you know, C.J. Berserk, B-J-E-R-K-N-E-S, C.J. Berserk, and he's an honorable Hebrew-American history scholar out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And on YouTube, he has a presentation called The Jewish-Armenian Holocaust. I never knew that Satanic Talmudic Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, Serpent Semonite, Bolshevik Jew supremacists were responsible for the 4 million,
Armenian
Holocaust. There's a ethnic station out of Detroit, Michigan, that I can hear on the weekends. And about a year ago, they had an Armenian host who was going into all this. And it's actually about 4 million Armenians that were Holocausted. Okay? And C.J. Berzerkin, what he does is he tracks the origin of the, quote, 6 million Jews that Adolf Hitler, of course, slaughtered.
Allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. And so C.J., it's amazing. There was some Hungarian Talmudic Jew rabbi in, I guess it was Hungary, 1812. And some Christian preacher guy, they had some sort of a debate, a public debate. But that was, according to that's Christopher John Bajerknes, phonetically speaking, surname. That's the first time that he can cite the 6 million figure. But he then goes on, speaking of the, quote, Bible, he goes into the, I guess the first five books are known as the Tanakh or something like that, Torah, Tanakh, whatever. And there's this thing called Gematria, where these Satanic Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar rabbis, they're all into this numerology garbage. And
right.
In Leviticus, there is a passage that is intimating, if not actually declaring, that for the Jews to become great again as a nation and witness the return of their Messiah, there would have to be a 6 million Holocaust. This is right in Leviticus, according to Gematrian doctrine, according to C.J. Berzerknes. Okay? Now, Dr. David Duke, Ph.D., does a masterful compilation in a presentation called Israel, Promised Land for Organized Crime. Israel, the Promised Land for Organized Crime. And believe it or not, Keith, that title was a U.S. Embassy communication to Israeli newspapers a few years back regarding what they had uncovered relative to organized crime, the white European sex slave trade, the international global heroin drug trade, yada, yada, okay? So the U.S. Embassy put that out. Israel, the Promised Land for Organized Crime, that's the title of a YouTube presentation that Fred and everybody else listening needs to see. And then there's one done by Brendan O'Connell by the title Exposing Orthodox Judaism and Israeli Spying. And this one happens to also prominently display Christopher Bolin solving 9/11, because Christopher Bolin, boycott, divest, sanction, right? I learned about that maybe a decade ago. It was the evangelical Presbyterians and I guess Lutherans and maybe Methodists that got it going. I didn't know that it was about Talpiot.
Yeah. Well,
program is what is happening to America. If you want to talk about hacking anything, it's the Talpiot program at Hebrew University and the Technion Institute.
Yeah.
Unit 8200.
Fred, I got a break coming up here. I'll hold you over for just a few seconds here, but I need to clarify something here on a statement you made there, okay? But hang on, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers in current conversation with Fred over in Michigan. Fred, I wanted to clear something up here. You mentioned this Armenian genocide. Anyone can freely look this information up. And I say this in reference to a link I got today on my inbox and my email from Top Documentary Films, which they have quite a few good films on there. But this was a constant plea of, and I'll read the title here where it says, Anti-Semitism in Europe. And it says, more than 70 years after the horrific events of the Holocaust, a new strain of anti-Semitism is spreading across various regions of the world. Okay, now, it goes on with a little bit thing like that, but this is a German-produced documentary. Anyway, you can freely look this up, like on YouTube, where the Zionist Jews proudly admit that the number one thing on their agenda is immigration. With that immigration comes fear. And, of course, with that, you have the rabbis of Europe saying, you know, that it's too deadly in Europe. The Jews must move to Israel. We have the Israelis over there that are arming the Nazis in the Ukraine. Who would have thought Jews would be arming the Nazis? But anyway, this was admitted for the fact that this cause of this rise of anti-Semitism is to get Russian Jews, they finally admit they're Russian, though, to move to Israel. And this is no different than when you see in Paris where it's a kosher deli or a synagogue, here in the United States, a synagogue. This is all to cause fear, and this is to get the so-called elite to move to Israel. And they're doing it on the cusp of this anti-Semitism, and of course that's why they're making laws about anti-Semitism. But when I hear someone talk, like even on Israeli news like that, and they mention this thing about the Holocaust, I always say, which one? And then I say, the Armenian one, the Vietnam. You know, start labeling off where millions of people died in all these wars based on total lies, and it deflates this thing about just a certain sect. When you watch over there in Miramar, where Israel is actively arming that junta over there, and they're burning tires, or I forget what they called that, but when they're putting incendiary things and burning children right on a video, that Israel's behind all this. And then you're supposed to feel sorry that whenever something goes on. And, of course, we've always made that comment whenever you see something about Nazism or something like that. Know that Israel's about ready to attack someone because they do it under the cusp of this so-called defending themselves. So, yeah, we know there's a problem with Zionism. And the problem therein that lies is like those Jews that probably want to live in peace that say nothing about when their government is doing anything. And I have a story here about Netanyahu coming up here, but is no different than Americans that sit there and they talk about Donald Trump as basically being their savior, a man who sits there and says, we don't worship government, we worship God. And then he kowtows to the LGBTQ agenda, all this. Well, if he's worshiping God, he wouldn't be doing any of that. And see, it's a problem with it's people.
All soap opera. It's all soap opera, man.
Yeah, it's
all soap opera to pacify the American sheeple slave populace. That's why I don't have Talmud vision. When Talmud vision died in this house a decade ago, I didn't replace it. Okay,
right.
I don't miss it. All right, and what I see happening when I see on YouTube. These Orthodox Judaic Talmudic rabbis in Israel and over here, and you can see it for yourself. It's called Jew World Order Extended, or you can see the one exposing Orthodox Judaism and Israeli spying. These rabbis say the only reason they allow us to exist, they allow us to exist, is because we are their slaves, and at some point in the future, if they want to murder us for our organs, so be it. And what we're witnessing here monetarily, economically, because every frickin' Federal Reserve chairman, U.S. Treasury secretary, maybe 1% of the Treasury secretaries are not Talmudic Jews, but the rest of them are. And after Trump was sworn in, a Talmudic rabbi was the first one up to speak. Why? Because Trump's New World Order, according to TrueStream Media on YouTube, Trump's New World Order is all about greater Israel taking over the world in conquest. And how do they do it?
Okay, Fred, I'm going to have to cut you off here, but let me tell you this. You mentioned Brandon O'Connell. And his one video there, if you notice where Netanyahu was talking, he is not referring to Russia. He keeps saying the Soviet Union. Likewise, when Brendan O'Connell was talking about the leader of the Orthodox Church over there, about how he made his billions, it was from all the taxes and stuff off of liquor and cigarettes, stuff like that, you know. But this is all part of that cabal thing, and they've intertwined, just like if you listen to, Louis Farrakhan. How Louis Farrakhan said that the Zionists wanted him to supply them beforehand what he was going to say to his congregation so that they could edit or whatever like that on his, and he says no. Likewise, yeah. He also said that they appoint, whether it's a German Jew, an Italian Jew, this is who's controlling the world like that. And we see Trump, who is an admitted Zionist. But anyway, I got to cut you off here. But thanks for calling in, okay? My best to you.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll be right back here. I got more stories to come up here, so stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have another caller, but first I want to finish this story here. It won't be long there, Mike. I mentioned William Barr and his being able to arrest people on foreign soil without the consent of the government. Anyway, this turns out to be something of interest, or it should be, because in Canada they arrested this Meng Wanzhou, a chief financial officer of this, I'm not even sure how they pronounce that technology there, but it's Huawei Technologies, and had her bail hearings Friday at this British Columbia Supreme Court in Vancouver. And of course, if you want to read this story, it's on the Millennium Report under the title "Canada's Shocking Arrest of Chinese CFO for U.S. Has Highly Radioactive Backstory." And this is all about Iran and Israel technology, and it's interesting to see what's really going on behind the in the back room, I guess you call it. But it talked about how at the time there, the courts, you know, it looked like when she appeared in court, she was okay. But it goes on to talk about the massive treatment that has been basically illegal that she's been going through and the human rights violations. And, of course, this is when you see the U.S. talking about Iran, their human rights against their citizens. Like, everything that we see right now is double-speak, double-think. Always accuse someone else of doing something that you're doing, like when they talk about North Korea. The millions of prisoners and stuff. Well, you can think about the millions of prisoners in this country, Gitmo, all this stuff like that. But never look at what your own country's doing. Always look somewhere else because they're the evil, you know. But anyway, I wanted to finish that story up there, and then we'll get back to some other stuff here. But anyway, Mike in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike. Hope you're having a good night. Oh. Okay, we dropped him there for a minute there. He's having line problems. But anyway, so Netanyahu over in Israel refuses to resign after the Israeli police recommend fraud bribery charges. And this is no different than if you saw something here in this country here, whether it's a Democrat, Republican. These guys will fight tooth and nail to hold that position. And why? Because all you got to do is look at their net worth. While you Americans barely eke out a living at, say, $30,000 a year, or those on Social Security or something like that, $10,000 a year, are barely even making ends meet. Massive credit card bills, utility, all this stuff that just keeps going up higher and higher like that. Those, your political so-called representatives that represent we the people, they're making countless millions of dollars, just as much as those in the mainstream media who are paid millions, countless millions of dollars a year to lie to you. But you're not supposed to look at that. Anyway, the Daily Record headline about the FCO funds are being used to attack labor over in Britain, and this is all about this Brexit deal. And, of course, this is more of that New World Order agenda, just like over in France. The Brexit movement would like, you know, the people in England would like their independence. If you haven't seen Brexit, the movie, you should watch it, and you see how those other foreigners go into British fishing territory, and they just drive over the nets. You imagine severing a net that's 5 miles long, causing it to drop to the ocean floor. And I mean, they're actually sabotaging things in their own property. And that Brexit, the movie there, shows that even the Britons had to burn their boats. And this is more about this NAFTA, I would call it here. But over there, their free trade agreements, which free trade means nothing to the fact. That'd be like equating George Bush's Clean Air and Clean Water Act as something good. It was exactly opposite. It just allowed those big corporations to pollute more. And, well, we know the story how that goes there. I'm not sure if Mike is back yet or not. So, anyway. Oh, all right, sounds good. Mike, if you're listening there, you can try calling back again. I'm not sure what's wrong with your phone there. But anyway. So anyway, in this article there, it goes on to talk about a week in review about all Mays, that's Theresa May, her faults are coming home to roost. And for 2.5 years, says we have been forced to watch Theresa May's cack-handed administration trundle on. These are words in Britain. I guess you have to understand those. But anyway, making unfolded error and after unforced error until now, which is a grim inevitability, that we can see them all come together in a festival of inadequacy. She finally has to sell her Brexit deal. The vote is next week. And, of course, this is where many in Britain will have to basically pay extortion things to get out of the EU. And remember that the EU is not elected officials. They're just a body of people that are sitting there directing everything. The New World Order. Anyway, her current strategy is to tell the Remainers that the consequences of rejecting her deal is a no deal, and to tell Brexiters that the consequences of a no Brexit is that everyone gets their own boogeyman. And if you watch the media here, they keep talking about everything, whether the cost of food's going to go up or Band-Aids or, I mean, this they are using scare tactics after scare tactics to keep the people to remain in this Brexit union. And that's this globalism. And again, even the people in Britain are fighting back against this massive outreach of globalism. When you watch countries like over in Britain, people stabbed on the street corners and stuff, and of course they're all done by immigrants. And they impose laws to where, like we mentioned last week, where it's going to become a crime in the EU to talk about immigrants. Does that tell you how bad they're going to push this thing through? And like George Herbert Walker Bush, if you get done with this show and after Doug is done or something like that, go over and listen to George Walker Bush's speech on the New World Order and how he says it's not just going to be a conquest, but it will come true. You know, and they will do that. So like in France, when you see them gunning down their own civilians, or like here in America, the police are actively killing Americans. And it's because it's their laws, my way or the highway, basically. These are all scenes basically out of Orwell's 1984, just like over in Israel. They want to formalize their diplomatic ties with Saudi Arabia. Again, Israel wants to formalize ties with head-chopping Saudi Arabia. So, all right, we'll put Mike on there.
I don't know what's going on, man. I've had plenty of fun trying to call in from different locations to RBN, and all I was going to ask you about is, I think it was Larkin, Texas, somebody contacted me and said, I need to talk to you about your access to the legal computer files on all these indictments that are coming down, because it looks like they're starting to move on these tens of thousands of indictments that have been in place since last fall. Have you looked at that, or the sealed indictment?
I've heard of those indictments, Mike. Q has talked about them, and I don't pay much attention to Q. But, again, I have to reiterate the same fact is if you have a Justice Department and the FBI against Donald Trump, where are these indictments coming from and who's pushing them, as well as the judges that keep ruling against Donald Trump? Where are these indictments coming from? Did I lose you again? Is he gone, Mike? Kenneth? Am I gone? Let me chat with the control room real fast. It just went totally dead, so I'm not even sure if I'm on the air. Well, I guess I'll just keep talking here. I'm not sure what happened there, but in the chat room, are you hearing me? But anyway, so Trump just tweeted here not too long ago. Here it says the Trump administration has accomplished more than any other U.S. administration has in its first two, not even years of existence. And we are having a great time doing it. All this despite the fake news media, which has gone totally out of its mind, truly the enemy of the people. And, of course, Trump, again, refuses to even acknowledge that those in the media are the same ones that sit at his panel, the same ones that sit there on Twitter bashing him, and they're basically all communist. All right, thank you, Justin. But there's a slight delay here, nothing from the control room or like that. I didn't know what's going on here. So, anyway, I have a conspiracy theory for you guys. There you go. Thanks, Justin. I just wondering what happened to Mike. I guess he fell off again. So thank you. All right. Sorry about that, Mike. But anyway, here's a conspiracy theory for you. You remember the movie A Brave New World, where it's a dystopian novel written in 1931 by the English author Aldous Huxley. It was published in 1932. Largely set in a futuristic world state of genetically modified citizens, an intelligence-based social hierarchy. This is this AI stuff, you know. The novel anticipates huge scientific developments in reproductive technology. I just read you that thing about China here last week, and that guy was arrested, by the way. House arrest, I guess they call it. The sleep learning, the psychological manipulation, and its classical conditioning that are combined to make up this utopian society that goes challenged only by a single outsider. You know, it's like 1984. When you put these two things together, it's like these were instruction manuals. I mean, you really have to wonder about what was going on. But I will say this. It's like reading my great-uncle Kenneth's books of poetry where he talked about everything under the sun. and communicated with all our relatives across the planet and everything like that, you know. But people were more in tune to things because they didn't have their TVs. They didn't sit around in front of their TVs. Just as like as much as when I was a kid, we didn't sit in front of, I remember, yeah, we get out of school, we watch probably Leave It to Beaver or Lost in Space or something like that, you know. But after that, we were outside playing. There wasn't this constant sitting down watching TV. And as I mentioned here, I think 2 weeks ago, maybe three, that the average amount of household time that every family member is recorded now to be spending at least 5 hours a day watching TV, not here. But this is the problem here, that the TV has become the enemy of the people, because again, you're only getting their portion of what they're trying to feed to you. That's why they call it programming. Just like on Saturdays when it says, we now return you to our children's programming. And I'm not sure why they say our children's programming, but maybe it's because the state actually does own your children. But when you sit back and like, say those listeners out here and those in the chat room, everything like that, when something kind of raises your ire and you wonder more about it, you might do some research like I do, and you start following little breadcrumbs, and you realize that, you know, like party A is linked to party B. It's kind of like one of those diagnostic sheets on a car where it says, does engine start? And then it's got the little arrow that says no. And then it's got another arrow that says to another block says, if yes, then check, you know. But see, most people don't do that. They have to sit there and have everything, every portion of their daily lives, have it spoon-fed to them about what they're supposed to eat, what they're supposed to drink, how you're supposed to react. Like this, these fake things on bullying. You can't bully your child, can't bully another child at school, but, you know, just give him a couple of years and he can join a military and go kill someone, you know. That's not bullying. My cigarette's about ready to go out. Anyway, so was that a conspiracy theory? You have to wonder. And like me, I normally mentioned earlier here, I usually don't razz other hosts here on RBN, but, you know, it's like James Kelso. He kind of rubs me wrong at times. I think him and Trump should personally get a motel room together. Their bromance is perfectly legal these days, but... But as Christians, like I say, our Savior's not from the earth, and that's not no phenomenon, believe me. But as well as the idolatry, which is heavily frowned upon in the scriptures, these people that sit there and they constantly hype about how great a politician is, just like Trump, how he sits there and he constantly pats himself on the back. Usually, even the scripture says that admiration should come from someone else, like your father saying, hey, son, good job, well done, you know. But where a man is glorifying each other, it's like the fall of Rome, where a dying politician is honored by his so-called classmates, that he was such a great, wonderful politician. Forget all the horrors that he did, you know. This is what bothers me in society, because I can't tell you how much I worry about the morality of a country, of a planet, that allows things to go on and exist, and they don't say a thing about it. And if you do, well, you're not being politically correct. Just like this manufactured crisis on this HPV, it's kind of like hype and humor. Good article about that, but... I noticed on Twitter they were hyping this here about a month and a half ago. And the reason they start talking about Gardasil and all these drugs used to treat things or like that was they then blamed it. Oh, that was a Montana story here. Sorry about that. But anyway, was they blame things first on the lives of young girls, basically not adhering to morality, as well as being lock, stock, and barrel with the boys. And then they says, well, the boys should probably get vaccinated too because under the premise of oral sex. It's like, don't they teach kids anything about morals nowadays? Abstinence. There's videos on the archive.org about how they used to, the schools used to teach kids, whether it was, this was a male room or males locker room type setting there in the 50s, I guess you call it. But it talked to kids about how they should curtail their desires, keep themselves clean and stuff. One of the reasons I basically refuse to eat out is, you ever go to a drive-up window and you look at how shabby people, that's a Montana word, but you look how shabby people look and you wonder, you know, employees are supposed to wash their hands after using the bathroom, but I hope they're washing them before they even come to work. That's how bad things are getting. People live such a open lifestyle now that you don't know who's touching your food, how it's prepared, any of that stuff, you know. But I have to wonder that in a society which is growing and there's so many people, that when you see these areas like China and Japan, where people, they sit around daily and they wear their mask to prevent disease and all this stuff, is that what this country is going to come to? Is people wearing masks as they go out there out in the public? Anyway, got 10 more minutes of the show before it ends here, so we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the last part of the show here, but, you know, there was a story here that just broke here not too long ago, and you know, what gets me is how broke this country is, and yet they still keep massing up the massive defense spending, and I'll just say this, like North Korea, Moon over there in South Korea, he is from North Korea, or his family roots are. And remember when he was running for president there, one of his key issues of the political thing was to reunite the two Koreas. Of course, he's got family back there in Korea. And the United States has done, or the deep state has done, everything they can to thwart this peace deal over there. No different than any other area. So, there's a new report here that shows that Trump is reportedly demanding more funding from South Korea for America's troop presence. Well, I look at Japan up there, where Okinawa, where they want the U.S. troops out. But the U.S. is getting so bad and so financially strapped that now they're demanding, like Trump talking about NATO and those countries not supporting their fair share. And this all has to do about military, military, military. And, of course, arms sales, arms sales, arms sales. And, of course, jobs in the military or the industrial complex. It's all about war. But anyway, Trump wants or is pushing for between $1.2 and $1.6 billion per year. This is South Korea, where you can watch videos of the South Koreans who cut the front legs of dogs off to eat paws, dog paws, as a delicacy. Why isn't there, I mean, like the Pentagon's budget, almost $800 billion roughly. Do you realize for $30 billion you could end world hunger? That's it. Just end world hunger. Why can't people wake up to what's really going on, or the importance of what is really going on? Does everyone's economy have to be based on total war all the time? What about peace? And again, I say that because of the fact there's, again, when Trump talks about, you know, that we don't worship government, we worship God. And yet when I look at the, even if you were to go by the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, bear false witness against thy neighbor, covet their oil, their gold, their whatever minerals, you know, their opium. Don't people see what's really going on and realize that the oppression that others have in their countries is because of policies that are basically stated and have been in existence for years, which is causing other people to lose their countries, as well as the massive extortion rings that we find through the IMF and everything? I just got a meme here on Twitter. It says, remember to support the banks and corporations this Christmas in their continued efforts to enslave mankind by spending money you don't have on things you don't need. And that's just one of them. As well as another one I just got here where it says, 125 years ago, you didn't have to ask permission from the government to collect rainwater, go fishing, own a property, start a business, renovate your home, build a home, use transportation vehicle, get married, hunt, own a weapon, cut hair, sell a product, protest, grow food on your own property, set up a lemonade stand or mow lawns, or even sell that food. You can do virtually nothing without being extorted by a government and obtaining their permission first. If you still think that you're free, you're deluding yourself that you live in a tax farm as a free-range animals. But this is the actual truth of what's going on there. And I think of those poor U.S. soldiers and stuff that are lied to about out, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Bread Lady just posted a thing here in direct message there about Florida schools cover up crimes, rapes, guns, and more. This is no different than those fight clubs I was telling you about 3 weeks ago, where they're organized by sheriff's offices around the country here to encourage this rage. And also open homosexuality to harden off these criminals, which means it's more money for the privatized for-profit prison system. So, I mean, don't people realize that we're being extorted for every dime we've got while these businesses just keep going on and on? Anyway, Doug is live tonight on Blacklist News Radio. Thanks for those that tuned in, those in the chat room. Kenneth for running the whole board there. And sorry to Mike down in Kentucky for losing your call there. But we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening there, and I'm off to eat some barbecue ribs. So have a good night. Be kind to your puppies and kittens. Have a good night.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.